Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The sudden death of Pastor Sunday Effiong, Holy Trinity at Tottenham, reminds us of the unexpectedness of life, that we don't really know what is around the corner. Now that perspective might lead us to being hypervigilant, cautious, fearful even, or it might lead us to being spontaneous, cavalier, irresponsible even. A healthy midpoint, in my view, is to be with Jesus, who expects us to plan and be wise about the future, but also be open to new moments and things, precisely because Jesus is with us always, and he brings good from all things, and we can live our moments and days in relationship with him. But what has struck me in these last few weeks is the unexpectedness of people when it comes to what people are carrying within them or how life is for them away from the public gaze. We all have our history. We are partly products of that history. Maybe an abusive childhood, the loss of a baby, being a refugee, being a child carer for an adult in your life, or having a happy and carefree childhood, which doesn't have to define us, but it does shape us. People also live with all sorts of situations that are not obvious until they are shared. A troubled marriage, a hidden disability, an addiction, living and loving someone with an addiction, a child with a chronic illness, a parent with dementia, fear and anxiety, and so much more. In the hurly-burly of life, it is easy to take people at face value, however we meet them, and not consider that everyone has depth. There is worldly wisdom in the advice, be kind. You never know what someone else is going through. Congregational living at its best is when people can be themselves, share what is going on or has gone on in their life, or not, there is no compulsion, because there is care and support in a congregation. Our history doesn't define us. Our trials and tribulations don't define us. Our sins and bad behavior don't have the last word. But loved by Jesus, we all can serve, love each other, as Jesus told the disciples immediately after the Lord's Supper in the upper room, or as St. Paul said, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Congregations at worship are more like the waiting room of a doctor's surgery than the lounge and bar at some exclusive club. Why is this so? Because Jesus is with us individually and he knows us better than we know ourselves, and he loves and cares for us, he forgives us who have sinned. And it is Jesus who then bonds, links, connects us to each other. And when I say Jesus is with us, I am not talking something magical or like air is all around us, but that the Holy Spirit who is with us draws us to be aware that Jesus is with us through words, water, bread and wine, because Jesus has died for us, was raised for us, ascended for us, to be with us. And Jesus calls his people to care for each other and for everyone we meet. Think of what Jesus said to the sheep and the goats in Matthew chapter 25, because those we meet are precious to Jesus. There is an unexpectedness to people in so many ways, but the key way is that everyone is precious to Jesus. May his love help us live with those around us. Let us pray. Almighty God, since you called your church to witness that in Christ you were reconciling the world to yourself and your unexpected grace, help us to remember your love for each person we see and meet. Help us to live the good news of your love for each person, so whether in word or deed, those we meet may be drawn to you and your forgiveness, reconciliation, and blessings. Through him who died and rose again and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.